One occasion I can remember is when the Queen came through Woolsford in 1977. It was part of the Silver Jubilee tour, and she had engagements in Wakefield in the morning, and then in the evening she was going to Leeds to meet the Earl of Harewood formally for the first time since his divorce. And she was brought by the royal train from Wakefield to Leeds, but there was some time to be wasted, so they parked her in the delightful surroundings of St John's Colliery Sidings at Normanton, and then she came through Woolsford, and I was rather anxious to get photographs of the new royal train, and unfortunately I was told I had to go and spend 12 hours that night sitting in the seats that she and the Duke of Edinburgh were to occupy at Elland Road the following morning. And so I was rather annoyed and lent my camera to Derek Rayner's wife, and she took three photographs of the train coming through Woolsford.
So you didn't get to meet the Queen yourself that
occasion? No, I didn't. I'd gone to bed before she got to Elland Road the next day.
Right.
The Queen used actually used the station for the Golden Jubilee in 2002, it would be. She was going to an event at Temple Newsham, and I believe she got off at Woodlesford and then was taken by car up to Temple Newsham, but I didn't get a chance to get over and see her, unfortunately.